Colombian presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt is an outspoken critic of corruption in her country. She's promised to clean out Colombia's government and end years of lawlessness and violence. Last month, as Betancourt traveled to a rebel-controlled zone to meet a party colleague, she was kidnapped by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as FARC. American journalist Mark Shapiro says, ironically, Betancourt and the FARC share certain political views.
She was the only person addressing the chronic systemic problems within the Colombian political system that the guerrillas are attempting to address in a very violent way. Ingrid Betancourt is calling for revocation of the Colombian Congress on the grounds that everybody in the Congress now has been elected with tainted money. She talks about opening up the economic system, which is dominated by large industrial families within Colombia. And these questions of access to both the political system and to the economic system are, of course, at the root of what the guerrillas claim that they're interested in. So of all the political candidates in Colombia, the one who would be most directly addressing the concerns of the guerrillas is Ingrid Betancourt.
So why did they kidnap her then?
It may very well have been a kidnapping of opportunity.
What do they want, money? Do they want a prisoner exchange?
What the FARC is demanding is a prisoner exchange of imprisoned FARC guerrillas. They've given a one-year deadline in which Ingrid Betancourt will be kept in prison for a year during the period of negotiating with the government over the release of imprisoned guerrillas. Now, that's going to present a problem. First of all, the government of Colombia has a policy, as do most governments in the world, not to negotiate with guerrilla movements, nor to release prisoners in exchange for other prisoners. Ingrid Betancourt is the sort of politician that the government would not even be inclined to change that policy for. She used to be an ally of Andre Pastrana, who promised her an electoral reform in return for her support back 4 years ago. She gave her support to him. He then betrayed her in not pursuing the electoral reforms in the campaign finance system that he had promised her, and that is what prompted her to run for president, which is what she's now doing.
Is the government looking for her?
The government is looking for her. I think there's a sense that people know where she is. This is very heavily jungled area, very, very inaccessible, very difficult to get to. And in addition, Ingrid's husband has requested publicly that the government not initiate military action to find her because he fears that that would endanger her life.
Journalist Mark Shapiro's profile of Ingrid Betancourt appears in the April issue of Elle magazine.